Thirstiness does not equal division. I swear to God, I swear at God, I won't mention what he does to me. I lack nothing I need unless you count everything I want. I'm meant to be spreading tenderness over the earth like seeds, like worms. Instead, I've been shoveling coal into burning houses, fanning the ash. Hold your applause, hold the horns curling out from my skull, which are getting so long now and so sharp. If you think of evolution as ancestral advice, then a baby's eyelids drooping from fruit sugar could mean this world is too sweet to bear awake. Give me an orgy of sleep. Give me sleep from every angle. For years I stood in the Simony Ginkgo staring at my hands, believing in afterlives, thinking one day I'd wake into a new kind of body, like a fish suddenly breathing air through its eyes. It's easy to give life as a gift, pull a fisherman from frozen water, or put a puppy in a Christmas box, but it's harder to remember stillness is also a prize. Consider the composer's fever and the aria it delivered, or the beggar who woke to find a jewel in his palm. Once I saw a girl's death mask smoothed by the kisses her father gave it nightly. Once I cut open my thigh on a razor wire fence and filled the wound with Kleenex. Somehow it healed, leaving only a long white scar. The penalties for my disregard have always been over soft, deterring nothing. I've made it clear I am not to be trusted with a body always leaving mine bloodless as ice, with just a needle of breath left in its lungs. Sometimes when I run like a beautiful man in straight lines, clean as spider silk. Sometimes if I'm silent for long enough, even the wild around me stops moving.